Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Welcome in to season two of Friends from Work. This is a podcast about all things in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it's hosted by me, Kyle Sconewill, and my longtime good friend, Robbie Earle. Robbie, welcome to season two, my friend.
Welcome. We made it, Kyle. We're here.
We made it. We're here. Yes. Yes, we made it. I'm so excited. So if you are a longtime listener of Friends from Work, first of all, thank you very much. We love that. Yes. Second of all, this podcast episode has virtually nothing to do with you. So you're welcome to stay here and listen with us. And I love that. And we can still do our normal chatting. But this is more for the people who are just now finding our podcast. So first of all, to them, welcome. Second of all, we thought we'd give you a quick rundown of where we've been since we started this podcast in September of 2019 and where we are going.
Love that. So Kyle and I have been friends for a long time, like he said, friends from work, if you will. We used to be touring musicians together back in Nashville a couple years ago.
Literal friends from work.
Right. A couple of years ago, we found out that we were each separately massive super fans of the MCU and started having these long conversations about it that eventually turned into recorded conversations that turned into this podcast. So we started with the intent of kind of trying to share the love that we have for the MCU, particularly the Infinity Saga, with other folks and kind of bring them in on that conversation. And so for us, that started with this very specific rewatch of the Infinity Saga with an order that we set up that was a bit different from release order. And we marched through that for the better part of a year. And that was season one of Friends from Work.
I think another thing that's important for people to hear, Robbie, is that you and I, although longtime friends, had kind of stopped talking to each other a little bit for a good few years. Like,
that's
you
true.
Moved away. And so we kind of had not connected on this. And then randomly, we were both so in love with this movie, / couldn't stop thinking about it, / bothered by it, that we reconnected via a text. And I think I just randomly called you and was like, I just want to call you instead of texting you. First of all, I haven't talked to you in forever. Hi. Secondly, and then we went on like two
That's
hours
so true.
Of Endgame talk. And then it's like we realized, I think other people are this affected by this movie too. So I think that's kind of also where the podcast was birthed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what is it so special about this cinematic universe and about this movie in particular that drives me to need to call you after not talking to you for years and then spend 2 hours a night on the phone with you? I mean, this was a continual thing. So
That's true.
We hope that other people get a little bit of that passion from this podcast too.
Right. And we did have a blast going back through all of those movies immediately after Endgame had come out. It was really fun because at the time, which feels forever ago now because we've just experienced the longest year in the history of years, we were all kind of in this afterglow of Endgame being the biggest movie ever. And I really feel like it was this cultural moment where, I mean, I don't know anyone that didn't see that movie or that at least wasn't somewhat familiar with like Thanos and what was going on with the Infinity Stones,
right?
Which is kind of a rare thing.
My dad and my 13-year-old niece have talked about it.
Wow. See, there you go, running the gamut.
That's what I'm saying.
And so it was really fun with the benefit of hindsight to go back through and watch all of these films kind of structured in such a way that we thought would make Endgame the most fulfilling culmination possible, which, you know, it obviously already was in a lot of ways. But I think that we wound up, you know, having some success with that.
Fun is an understatement. It was one of the best things we did all year, I guess, is a better way to put it. So,
no, I will second that. And so I'll say to you folks who were just joining us, thank you for joining us. And we would invite you to go back in and start the ride from the beginning. If you have never rewatched the original Infinity Saga of MCU films, one, what are you even doing? Two, we have laid out...
How are you here listening?
We've laid out the order that we believe is the best non-release order to watch these movies in.
Well, and here's where the nitty-gritty gets important, okay? You can follow us on any social media, at the FFW Podcast, and that's important because on places like our Instagram, you can find that actual order posted. We've posted graphics. But if that's too confusing, we also have a website, theffwpodcast.com, where you can click the rewatch on there and find our exact order and each episode that correlates with a movie. And if you click on it, you have your options for links, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere podcasts are found, and you can follow along with us. So we encourage you to not only watch the movies in this order, but take part in listening to our episodes and see if you enjoy the discussion we had on each one of those films.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're trying to make this as easy for you guys as possible, really performing a public service here. So just go to the FFWpodcast.com. So just go to the FFWpodcast.com, click the links, watch the movies, listen to the episodes. Come on. You know you want to.
But Robbie, this is not just about season one. We are here to also talk about season two. And the reason we are so excited about it, guys, is because, again, if you're just finding us, we have done all those things we just said for the last year and a half. We've covered everything possible. And that's been so much fun, brought me so much joy. But now, for the first time ever, we are getting to talk about new content, content that you guys haven't seen and we haven't seen. So not only can we talk about films that we don't know anything about, but you guys can be a part of that discussion with us on a weekly basis. And that gets us maybe even more excited. Although if you know me, you know I don't like change. So my Infinity Saga is always going to have a place in my heart. But you know what I'm saying? Okay.
Well, we always laugh that, of course, we started an MCU podcast right after the last MCU content for like a year and a half.
Right. Well, to be fair to us, we didn't know it would be a year and a half at the time, but
that's
yes.
That's true. Although I think that does lead us into an interesting point on season two that I think we should get out there. That folks that go back through and look at our rewatch will see that it actually ends with Endgame, not with Spider-Man Far From Home. We did that intentionally. We didn't forget that movie. We felt like Endgame was the more fitting conclusion to the Infinity Saga, sort of as we saw it. However,
and if you go back and listen to our episodes, you will get all of those explanations along the way.
Exactly.
In more detail.
However, we see Spider-Man Far From Home as being still an integral film within the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but we think that it is going to be kind of the perfect kickoff to this next era. And so that's why our season two will actually begin with our rewatch episode on Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yes. And then, depending on when you're hearing this episode, we have a bunch of new stuff to cover. WandaVision comes out in January of 2021, but that is going to lead us directly into an entire slew of movies and shows, the likes of which we've never seen before. Hitherto undreamt of.
Hitherto undreamt of?
Perfect. But WandaVision, Loki, Falcon the Winter Soldier, Black Widow, The Eternals. Like, I could go on forever here with new content. That, by the way, that was just a couple. I mean, there's literally like 20 more. And so season two is going to be really special for us. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to be a part of listening to our season one episodes, but we also want you to join us in this adventure we're about to go on with this new Marvel content.
Because this really will be a whole new experience for all of us, because what we've generally done is, you know, a rewatch episode once a week or so, where we and the listeners would kind of spend that week finding a time to watch the movie and then discuss it. But now we're all going to be watching these shows in real time as they come out. And then Kyle and I will be recording an episode over the weekend and putting that out the following Monday to kind of start a conversation with all of you there. So it's really going to be a lot more of a real-time process and something totally new for us and something that we hope will be really fun for you guys.
Right. So a couple of key takeaways here. One, we love that you're here. Two, go back and listen to all of our episodes from season one. Three, go back and watch the movies again in our order. I think you'll enjoy it. Four, welcome to season two. This is going to be amazing. And we have some new content coming up. Five, I'm getting lost at how many numbers I have. I think it's five. Follow us on all social media at the FFW Podcast and visit our website, theffwpodcast.com. If you message us on the website or you send us a direct message on any social media, we do our absolute best to respond to those and we enjoy that. So don't hesitate. We love when you reach out to us. And lastly, we can't wait to discuss these new shows and movies with you. I mean, we have so many coming up and it's going to be so much fun. So as we said at the beginning of this, this podcast is a podcast about all things in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And we are about to be overloaded with things in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And so we couldn't be more excited for what's about to come up. So we'll see you next time on Friends from Work.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.